Oh, hey, it's 9:30. Time for the Friday Night Hangout. This is where we grab a brew, shoot the breeze, and interact with you live on the internet. Good panel tonight, back from our March break. You know, we're working the treadmill, getting into shape, you know, doing the marathon hangouts. Pretty tough. We're ready this week here. So as we get all settled in, people connect, get through the pre-rolled ads, because I did something different on the YouTube stream tonight. So we'll do a quick round of intros and the usual stuff here. So just a reminder before we start, though, you can start the replay once we're done, 10, 15 minutes afterwards, or you can scrub through like a PVR if you want to go back 30 seconds or a minute or so. And we also have the audio-only podcast version, ready to rock, and that will come out over the weekend, which is doing pretty good. You can use your favorite podcast listening tool or application, iTunes, Downcast, and now we're on Stitcher, and thanks to all the new Stitcher listeners there. So really awesome to see a bunch of
hello,
listeners
hello, Stitcher
right
friends.
Now.
Harry, you're doing a junk shot there, by the way. You gotta be careful with the webcam.
All right, so let's do a quick round of intros here. Let's start from Newfoundland. We got Mike with us tonight. How's it going, Mike?
Good, guys. Good to be here tonight.
Excellent. Get your maintenance call all settled in?
No.
Nope. All right. Yeah. Perfect. We'll get you on mute. Mike's dealing with some house stuff. In Halifax, we have Krista tonight. Bitesizedtravel.ca. How's she going, Chris? Krista?
We were on a break!
I'd like to thank you for the Friends references there last week as we were taking the break. And the break was quite simple. The missus had to go on a business trip, and I was solo with the little one and the dog, and I said, dudes, I can't do Friday, and sure enough, the little one did not want to go to bed until 11 o'clock p.m., so...
Oh, she wanted to party and join the Friday night.
Definitely wanted to party, so... But we're back tonight. I just put her up, gave her a little bit of the Fortress rum from last time. Out sure. Like a light tonight. Out like
that
a light.
Solid parenting. Yeah. It's good to see everybody good. Again.
Page yes. 7.
All right, going out to Cape Breton, we got Carrie with us tonight. How's it going, Carrie?
All is good. We're doing good here.
Excellent. All right, and what was that, Carrie?
It's cold, but it's good.
Yeah, let's not talk about the weather anymore. I'm done. Yeah. I'm done. Done. Dartmouth, we got Dan with us tonight. Good evening, Dan.
Good evening. I will do anything for love, but I won't do that.
And what is that? We'll find out during the Cards of Humanity bit.
Tune in and find out, Internet!
We got a few people joining us, watching, and thanks a lot for watching. Now, you can interact with us during the show. You can, if you're on Twitter, use the hashtag Friday Night Hangouts or send us a tweet. All of us should have most of our Twitter handles on our lower thirds here. You can comment via Google+, YouTube, and on avoidingchores.com on the show page. But mostly do Twitter and the YouTube. So let's start off with
on AOL. How do we get our America Online brethren?
Well, you know,
you have to fill in an envelope and get the disk sent to you, and then it comes on a CD, and you put it in your computer and load it from there.
This is also good for our GeoCities followers.
Yeah, that's right.
And anyone that's still using what's that other one?
CompuServe.
Yes, CompuServe. Thank you. Read my mind.
Just dating yourselves.
Wow.
Very well.
Beautiful.
You're older than me.
I know.
I mean, hang on. We'll talk about that later. Hey, let's do a quick round of what we're drinking tonight. We'll start with Dan. What are you drinking tonight, sir?
Well, actually, today is going to be another Choose Your Own Adventure. So we've got our usual standby, the Fog Burner, 11.5%. But in this corner, also coming in from Garrison Brewing, we have This Is Radio Wheat Ale, straight from the 80s. Wow!
Oh, so, I saw that tonight. Open that up. I want to hear what it's like.
yeah. Do the CKDU one first.
Okay, well,
keep the good stuff for last, yeah, the fog burner.
I'm sure you'll get to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's pretty low alcohol, right? It's what?
Yeah.
4 something or 5?
Yeah, 4.6. I do like wheat beers or wheat ales, so I'll be interested to see how they did this one. I like to see why there's such an 80s feel to it, aside from the fact that it was the 80s. But, yeah, we'll give it a shot.
It's easy. It's University Radio. It's all like the hipsters and the hipster adjacent.
Yeah, it's the campus. Campus and community radio station. The old rival when I was at another station in New Brunswick here. So we didn't like CKDU folks at all because they're all like hipster and crazy ideas and stuff.
It's fairly light. I'll give it that. It's really light.
Okay. Any raspberry?
Not picking up on it.
All right, we'll check back on you in a bit there. Carrie, what are you drinking tonight, sir?
I got some Hell Bay.
Oh. Hey!
The reason why I'm drinking this one right now is because all the other 4 beer that I had in the back of my truck were rolling all over the back floor. Oh. So I'm not opening up any of them yet.
Yeah, let's give them a chance to settle down there first. All right, let's go down. Krista, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm starting with some Boxing Rock Crafty Jack from our friends down in Shelburne.
Oh. I'm yum.
Good one here. Yeah. And from Dartmouth, we got Lori. What are you drinking tonight, Lori?
I am drinking Allagash Triple.
Oh.
She's a fancy lady.
Nice. And now, was this something that you saved, or you got recently?
I did. I've nursed my stash from the summer along, and this is a couple of the Allagash ones. I also have a Allagash Black and a couple of other ones.
Yes, yes.
So,
and how is it?
It's lovely. It's at 9%.
You'll be trying again.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be a big drunk tonight.
Yep.
And I actually really like most everything that Allagash does. So this one is a golden hued ale with notes of fruit and honey, Belgian style. And I must say I enjoy everything. So from Allagash.
I love the Allagash. Love it.
Yep.
And Mike's still unavailable, just paying the maintenance man here. But I am drinking tonight another one of the new Garrison releases here, the Professor McDougall's Wise Guy Hefeweizen.
Is that the guy who won
the homebrew competition?
The homebrew competition?
Correct. Won the homebrew competition last year, last spring.
That sounds like a some sort of cure-all elixir from like the 1900s.
Yeah,
it is. Put hair on your chest and muscle in your arms.
So it looks like
America.
Your grumatiz. It'll put a hitch back in your giddy up. It'll
monorail.
Monorail.
The future.
Future.
So it looks like this. So. If you want a quick comparison as to what it is, a Blanche de Chambly or kind of a white beer, but a little bit more flavor to it. But the Hefeweizen is a different style. Now I don't know. I haven't really gotten into the difference between this and what they did last year, the St. Peter's. I know they did a kind of a strong Belgian here, but as to the Hefeweizen here, some people might find a little similarities. Maybe not quite as sweet, but definitely has.
Well, I have that one picked up today because I wasn't sure. I thought I might get it for tonight, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm not usually too on board with like Hefeweizens, and so if it's closer to a Blanche de Chambly, maybe I'll give it a spin.
Yeah, like there's like I'm just thinking that you know for people who just wanted like a quick comparison there, but the first few sips, it reminded me of a Blanche like right away, but as it warms up, as it kind of settles in here. The taste profile kind of changes a little bit here. So then again, I've been pumping Fisherman's Friends, dealing with my cold and sinus issues here. So who knows what this really tastes like? Palate may be a little bit off. Eucalyptus.
Are you sucking on a Fisherman's Friend right now?
Take a look at my tongue to make sure what the color it is. So if it's Fisherman's Friend's color, you know I've been
Yeah.
Working on that. All right. Listen, we got a whole bunch of people. Thanks again, people. If you're watching, you want to comment, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, WardenChores.com. The troops will be monitoring their stations, and we'll get to that in a bit here. Let's start off with the first topic here, which is always some Halifax, Nova Scotia news, and then we'll get into some more crazy stuff here. First one here, a local story here. I don't know what it is with the Liberals. They seem to... there's some people that just... they're going rogue. Going rogue. So apparently this story started out as rumor, debuted in Frank Magazine, and then went to, I think, CBC Radio the next day, and I think Chronicle Herald did another story on it. So it had a little bit of coverage here. So apparently last fall, after the fall sitting, after everybody was all done doing their harumph, harumph, harumph in the legislature, they went down to the old triangle, you know, having brews and all that stuff. So one of the MLAs, Tony Ice, was saying something negatory towards his critic, on a portfolio critic, Carla McFarlane, the only female PC MLA. And that got overheard, and that just started the whole kerfuffle here. And I'm reading the article here quickly here, and I see Tony saying, I'll investigate what apparently I said, and kind of leaves stuff kind of open. Oh, and she also did a spot on News 95.7 too. So, did you guys see the story this week, or like it's kind of odd?
I didn't see this one, but the event that it's attached to is something that is generally called the session ender. And it happens after the, like Jim said, like after the House of Assembly session rises for the season, whether it's the spring sitting or the fall sitting. And it's usually incredibly social. And, you know, I wasn't at this one. I don't actually know either of the people involved. I have no idea what was said to whom or who overheard what. But who knows? This sounds like a mess.
And just the way that it was being handled, it sounds like it's going to be a mess between that and Younger and all that. It, you know, this is something that could have just been, it's a yay or nay, like, no, it didn't happen, all that. But now, you know, Carla here saying...
But didn't I read there was some conflicting information coming out of the PC members' office as well, where her assistant had been contacted to inform her that this actually transpired, and then when she was queried about it later, she said, "Ma, I never had a conversation about that." And so there's a bit of confusion there too.
Yeah, and I guess the thing is that it's something that spent a few days in the news cycle at different stations and papers and stuff. Yeah. And it's something that could have just simply been cut and dry. You guys are talking, you know, Frank, you're talking nonsense or whatever it is. Like, this didn't happen. You know, Tony calls up Carla and is like, you know what, nothing happened and stuff like that and all that. But now it kind of dragged on for a few days, and now nobody knows what the hell's going on, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a mess now, and there are some other important political stories that are happening, but the cycle isn't really full of other news like you would get during a budget session or when the House is sitting. So, you know, when you have a vacuum, sometimes things fill the vacuum.
Yeah, true. Dan, Carey, Mike, have you heard this story at all? Or
to be honest, myself, not really. This is not getting much play around for where I sit, so... I guess the thing is, considering all the issues that have been going on with the MPs and in the area, and that I should say MP at the provincial level, how much of this is actually sticking to McNeil, if any? Whether there is actually an issue or not, I mean, it seems like nothing really is sticking to his office.
Well, no.
There were numbers that came out this week, the quarterly opinion polling numbers came out this week, and He's pretty steady.
Yeah, so, I mean, it seems to be pretty Teflon for him, so.
Oh, yeah, doing all right. He's doing okay.
Well, these are the kinds of stories, though, that, I mean, if you, in Nova Scotia politics, like, people, the media follows it, and the political operative class, they follow it, but the general public, Nova Scotians generally don't like their politics like this. Like, it's a little distasteful for them, so.
Well, I mean, it's not appreciated no matter where you go. I mean, there's issues like this, like, well known in Ontario and British Columbia, and so it's not just a Nova Scotia problem. So, but, I mean, usually when something like this happens, it really hits the leader of that province pretty hard, and just doesn't seem to be doing anything over here.
No, not at all. Mike, over in Newfoundland, has there been anything kind of similar like this that's been happening recently in your neck of the woods, or... You guys are all business, oil, money, revenue.
I just missed your topic. I just got back.
Ah, no problem. Well, we'll just skip to the next one. I mean, we kind of run this one to the ground here. Let's move on to the next Nova Scotia story in that case. And then we'll do a quick check on Twitter and YouTube and all that stuff here. So everybody will get at their stations and refresh the page. The government, though, they did announce... $22 million for RBC Bank, to set up a check processing or financial services branch here in Halifax in a few of the floors of the old Research in Motion campus that they built a few years ago that they kind of vacated. There's only just a few people in there now. The building, which was originally built to handle 1,200 BlackBerry workers, was pretty much empty, and now it's made up by IBM, Bell, a little bit of RIM, I think three guys. I think that's all that's left. RBC is going to sit up there, and apparently the building's full. So, $22 million.
Good for that guy that bought the building, I guess.
Yeah, doing pretty good.
So it says here that it's supposed to be creating 150 jobs. Does it say anything about the fact that these jobs must be locally sourced, or because does this mean that they just have to promote 150 jobs? Does it matter if they're just importing employees from other parts of the country?
Because IBM went through this little problem that they were trying to outsource some of the jobs they got from the government when they outsourced SAP services, financial services, last year. They kind of got caught.
Yay, $22 million for other provinces. Yay.
But Lori has something to say.
Lori has lots to say. So I really struggle, and I tweeted out earlier today, and I will admit, first and foremost, I am very naive to many areas of provincial and federal government and municipal government too. But when I look at the fact that RBC, I think last quarter, and I may have the number wrong, had somewheres in about $160 million in net income over the quarter before. So they are, and we all know that banks are making money hand over fist. My question then becomes, why do they need this $22 million incentive to employ people when if Bedford is the best place, if RIM is the best building to put in place this call center? Why do they need this type of incentive? Now the cynical part of me says it's $22 million that they'll add to their coffers, but is that sustainable? We've seen this over and over and over again. RIM, for Christ's sake, yep. You know, where the province, other governments within the province have offered these types of financial incentives, and what ends up happening is they employ people for a period of time, and then, pardon me, once the time runs out and they cannot be, I would say, artificially propped up or the operations can't be artificially propped up by government money anymore, all of a sudden the arse goes out of her and they all go away, right? And we've seen it with RIM, and we've seen it with a number of other call centers, both in Halifax and throughout the province. And it's, yes, you're basically buying employment for people for a finite period of time, but this doesn't lead to long-term employment. These people aren't, you know, having their careers with one of these organizations. It's a stopgap, and it's a very, very expensive stopgap. And they can take that $22 million and invest in other ventures that I think would provide a better investment in the province. That is my pre-10 p.m.
the blue version will be after 10
p.m. That window is closing a little bit, too.
I know. Yeah, yeah. I'm watching the clock. Don't you frickin' worry.
David, judges?
Save it for one of the later topics.
Oh, I know which one she's saving herself for. Because...
All right, so let's go quickly to the comments here, and as we'll get everybody refreshing their pages, their usual positions. But to add what Lori was saying, it's true. We've seen it even in the financial services. We've seen, Anchor, I think, was one of them. They got a big fanfare. I don't know if they're still operating in the province or not. There was another one. I forget the name of it. They got a bunch of money. They set up a data center in Scotia Square. They pulled out a couple years ago. I think NTNL, I think that was another one. Or they moved. Yeah. I don't know. Like, there's, whatever. Right? So, let's do a quick check of comments now. Krista on Twitter, what do we got?
Well, our friend Trudy is with us tonight in Vancouver. So, hello, Trudy. Hey, Trudy. As usual, we miss you. We miss you, but we're glad
Hi, Trudy.
And Trudy is drinking a Red Hook ESB from Seattle on tap, and it's almost as good as Picaroon's, but only almost.
It's pretty good. The Red Hook is pretty good. I like the Red Hook. It's good stuff.
And I think that's it. The rest is just
all right. That's it. All right, let's move on to the YouTube. And Dan has the YouTube.
Yeah, I got the YouTube. So we got a couple from one from Jason Spears saying, "Hi everyone, having a propeller porter tonight."
Oh,
awesome, right. Jason.
We got Brewjitsu.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. And he's got, hey, Rubber Toe here, Dartmouth for the win.
All right, so Rubber Toe, I know this guy. He's in the Coast Beer Guide this week.
Oh,
Krista, you have the issue there?
Yeah, I do.
Open it up. It's Rob. Open up the page. Rob has his own brewery in his basement article.
Oh, gosh.
He's got Brew Nosers, too, I think.
Yeah, he's under Rubber Toe and Brew Nosers.
Yeah.
So go to Rob. Known Rob for...
There he is.
Since the 90s. I taught him how to program Java.
Ooh. Wow.
That's a dirty language,
that is a very specific computer. Java's
dirty. And now he brews and wins medals at beer. And look at me. I have a kettle on top of a shelf, and I got a hole in my ceiling.
There I feel you like go. You're trying to take credit for this somehow, Jim.
Yeah. Are you trying to get some type of cut? Is this what we're talking?
It's not about you.
Have you seen his setup? He has like a 12-tap freezer.
Yeah, there's a picture of it in the Coast. If you are in the greater Halifax area, be sure to pick up this week's Coast. It is their beer guide. It's all kinds of lovely articles about our rapidly emerging craft beer scene and people who drink beer and where you go to drink beer and all those.
Does the Coast have an internet presence? As in, like, would they be able to read it in the digital format?
Yes.
The Coast.
Lower right corner, I think.
Thecoast.ca. Yep. If you're visiting us from the internet and cannot obtain a print copy, though, if you want to stop by my house, I can give you mine, print copy.
Okay, and your address is...
Yes. My address is 55 Yemen Road, Yemen.
That sounds made up. And we got one more on there. Yeah. We got from GC Storm 1. Yippee, the hangout is back. So I'm enjoying a Yippee IPA from Picaroon.
Hey.
Excellent, Roger.
Nice touch.
Good stuff. So hey, we got a very good contingent of people coast to coast, Newfoundland to Vancouver, Cape Breton to the Valley to Halifax, and all points in between. Good stuff. Dartmouth, too.
My God, we do.
A lot of Dartmouth tonight.
We would cover Nova Scotia end to end, and we technically cover Canada end to end. So yes. Take that, other Friday night online activities. You burnt.
Good. This is the best one. Good.
You done goofed.
All right, and on the Friday night hangout, since Mike is here with us tonight, I'm pretty sure there's no comments on the website, but I will just check anyway. No, there is none. So there you go. Good thing Lee's not in tonight, because he would be sorely disappointed that he wouldn't have anything to read tonight. So let's move on to the next topic, the last serious local story, and then we'll get into the more fun stuff. We'll have Cards Against Humanity here in a bit, and, of course, the Wayback Machine, and crazy products from the Internet, and a whole bunch of other stuff here. So last serious local story, which is a six-year remembrance of the Cougar 491 crash. And Mike, do you want to tell us a little bit more about that story?
Yeah, 6 years ago, last night, or yesterday morning, Cougar 491 bringing people out to the Sea of Rose platform in Hibernia, ditched. No survivors, but one. Pretty sad. I knew 11 of them. Four of them really well. Yeah. And every year they have a memorial service in town. They have it different church every year, and they still have services offshore on the platforms.
So was it a weather-related crash or just an equipment crash?
It was an equipment. The studs holding the oil lubrication system were titanium, and they galled, and they lost all their oil, and within 11 minutes, they had to ditch.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Mike, didn't they have some overhaul, too, of search and rescue because of that crash? Because there was some controversy over how search and rescue was deployed and their methods and things of that nature. Do I remember that correctly?
Right now, I think it's 403 squadrons based out of Gander, and the next closest is Trenton, I believe.
That's right.
That day, the search and rescue chopper from Newfoundland was in Nova Scotia doing exercises.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have mattered had they been there anyway, because it was. They had 11 minutes from the time they had a problem till time it was all over.
Yeah.
And
that's horrifying.
Cougar launched her own rescue chopper, and it got there, I think, within an hour.
Yeah.
Since then, they had Cougar has her own rescue chopper. They can be wheels up in 15 to 20 minutes if needed. It's fully equipped with night flying, winches, all the medical gear, and it's... it's dedicated just for search and rescue. So things have changed. We got a lot better suits, more equipment.
Mm.
It's just a sad way that stuff improves.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's still some recommendations from the inquiries that haven't been fulfilled. The companies want to go back to night flights, which are a lot more dangerous.
Particularly for
rescue. Starting April 1st, we've got new flight suits again, which are a bigger improvement over the last ones. With the older suits, people weren't fitted properly. The survivor, Robert Decker, he had a lot of water in his suit. He was hurt pretty bad, but he was hypothermic as well from all the water. So after that, the suits were fit better for people. And anyway, there's a lot of good did come out of it eventually, but it's a hard way to do it.
It's a hard path to get to the good one.
Yeah. Well, and it's such a, all of those guys would, not only, did you know them, but they were also, those are small communities there. And, something like that really does cut right through every corner of the city. Yeah. And
So I just want to show people what we're talking about, the Hibernia oil rig or oil field off the coast of Newfoundland. So as I zoom out of Google Earth, we can see where it is out into sea. So you can see it's quite a ways offshore.
Yeah.
Hibernia is 315 kilometers. Sea Rose was about 320, 325, something like that. Takes about an hour and a half to get out there.
Yeah, so it's...
or 12 hours by boat.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, forget that.
Wow. Oh, crazy, crazy stuff. All right.
Anyways,
so well, I'm glad there have been some positive... At least there have been some positive...
Yes.
...improvements that have, yeah, that have come out of it. Because, I mean, this is a terrible thing that happens, and the work is dangerous. And, yeah, you know, anything... You hate to hear something like this happen, but at least there's been learning.
And the fact of the matter is, it happens all over the world. Like, there are oil rigs in the oceans and the seas all over the world. And, you know, unfortunately, people paid a very, very dear price. But hopefully, in the end, there's been improvements, not just with Hibernia, but with all kinds of platforms all over the world. And that people are ultimately safer. And I think, you know, that's one of the takeaways, hopefully, that you can take from this.
Well, you kind of hope so, but you got to take a look at the what happens with coal mines in third world nations and other places like that, where they still have tremendous issues. So perhaps for our what we consider to be westernized and first world countries, you're seeing those benefits, but I don't think it's really trickled down to areas that really need it as well.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And I mean, I think in the developed world, in the Western world, there have been such, you know, every incident, there are other advances in worker safety as a result. But when you look at what's happening in Qatar, for example, with the World Cup stadiums that they're building, decent number of people that are basically in indentured servitude working there, and I think about approximately a person a day is dying.
For a soccer game.
No! Don't go there.
sorry, yeah. Footy. There.
All right, a little bit more to that. Hey, let's flip over to some of the lighter stuff, and we'll do a check of comments a little
bit
later.
By the way, Lori, it's 10:04. Release the Kraken!
Fuck yeah.
Girl.
All right, so let's do a quick round of what we're drinking tonight. We can also do a quick check on comments here and then move on to the more fun or lighter stories there. Pretty heavy local stories this week, but let's move over to Dartmouth. Dan, what are you drinking tonight?
Well, I'm going to report back on the This Is Radio Wheat Ale, 88.1 FM, CKDU, The Rock. it's a wheat beer. It's pretty innocuous. To be honest, I would probably be enjoying it a lot more if it was summertime.
Reaction, Dan. Yeah. When I tried it last week.
It's a nice beer, but
it's for sitting on the deck, and it's got to be bitter cold for me.
So it's like the liberal arts degree of beer.
Yeah.
Wow! If you had a Sunday morning talk show, right? So I think we know what that needs to be done at this point. That's coming up shortly. Just in time for the next conversation.
All right, excellent. All right, Carrie, what are you drinking tonight? Carrie's been quiet tonight, so what are you drinking? What do you got in that glass?
In the glass is
a rare bird, pale ale.
Rare bird, pale ale. I'm still trying to get it quiet down because it's still all shook up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It rolled a bit. Yes. It's still rolled in your truck, yes.
Excellent. Yeah.
All right, Krista, what are you drinking tonight?
It's the end of my Crafty Jack, and then after that, I will crack open the Hellbay Dark Cream Ale.
Mmm, yummy. Go. That's a good one.
I like that. That's good winter beer. All
right. Jim.
Yes.
Your Weizen beer is in the wrong glass.
What?
your Weizen beer is in the wrong glass.
Whoa. What glass should it be, son?
You've been schooled.
Well, what should it be in? A tall, skinny one, or what?
Better watch your step, because I think...
I didn't look at the article at the coast there to find out which glass...
They're
I'm
very
picked.
Specific.
I've drank quite a few in Germany, so I know what they should be in.
What is it? A tall, skinny one?
Tall, skinny.
Yeah, tall, skinny one. All right.
I just made that totally obscene.
No, no, it's tall, skinny, because a good chunk of them are like, this glass would be fine, but, you know, whatever. Look, Carrie will rumble on this another time. You know?
Oh, all that's right. Why Keith isn't here, is because he can't comment on the glasses right now, because I'm interested to know how those etched glasses are coming along.
Yeah, Keith actually sent us a message from beyond the internet. Said, enjoy the hangout. This disagreeable laptop is just about ready for the boneyard.
Yeah.
He could have got on with his phone.
Hey, Lori, what are you drinking tonight?
I am still working on my Allagash Triple Ale. And
Your topic. The one thing we talk about every single day is coming up next.
Oh, okay. Awesome. And, okay, I better slam her down. And yeah, I don't know what I'm going to drink after that. The next intermission, I will go find something else.
All right. Excellent. And, Mike, what are you drinking tonight?
I've got the Harrison India Pale Ale.
Oh, yeah, all the way up in Newfoundland. You can get that IPA.
We had a special order with the Beer Club.
Oh, nice.
And how do you find it?
Excellent. I've got to get another one because this one's empty.
It's a good beer.
And, bit of good news. My two kegs are in the beer fridge and they're full. I have, as usual, a pumpkin ale and a Pilsner dry hop with Citra, and it's really nice.
Wow, that should be really nice, yeah. Excellent. Good stuff.
But I'm going to get another India Pale right now.
All right, good enough. I'll just tell you guys, I got the Professor McDougall's Weizen guy, Hefeweizen from Garrison.
Hefeweizen.
I guess he's a nice guy. I've seen him around a few times.
Nice guy.
Whistle.
From the future, well, from the past, 2014,
The Brew Off.
And Garrison, they had their big gala event. And I forget the winner this year. And I forget even the style that they're doing. So. Stay tuned. It will come out next year as they scale things up. So, Garrison always gets a lot of stuff rolling out here for sure. So, all right, let's do a quick. We'll do a topic and then we'll do comments and all that. So, just a reminder, folks, you can comment via Twitter, YouTube, Google Plus, Google Streams. It's going to get renamed. It's going to get branched out. We can talk about that later.
Internet outrage.
Oh. Yeah, five people outraged.
All five Google Plus users?
Yeah,
how many of us? All six Google Plus users?
Yeah, so we're all here. We're all outraged. U.S. tourists arrested for carving their names into Rome's Colosseum. Rage.
All right.
Okay, can I just say one thing before the tirade begins? The part that irks me the most about this article is the very last line, and I'm going to try and do this my best California girl way.
I know exactly what you're saying.
We apologize for what we did, the pair reporter said. We regret it, but we did not imagine it was something so serious.
Like, we didn't
realize... Fuck off! How could you not?
We didn't realize that, like... that Rome was going to, like, have a problem with us writing our name in this, like, 1,500-year-old... It's like an old pile of rocks, like whatever.
Like, it's not even on a roof.
Like, you can't even get Wi-Fi there. Like, whatever.
Where's the Starbucks?
Okay, first of all, so I went to Rome a couple of years ago, and the walls of the Colosseum, and it's an open-air amphitheater, and it's a really old pile of bricks, and it's also, like, pretty interesting, and, you know, it's a national historic site, and it is riddled with bullshit, like, asshole hipster millennial graffiti like this, end to end. Yeah. Every effing surface that doesn't have a camera on it has some douchebag's initials on it, and YOLO.
Like, and not just the Colosseum.
Yeah, YOLO!
everything in there, like the old ruins and that, all in the same sort of state.
It's not just ruins, it's fucking everything. When Lori and I did the Camino de Santiago in the fall, the last 100 kilometers is just chock-a-block with every douchebag leaving a tag. Like,
yeah.
Oh, like, YOLO, like, I was here in Spain, like, Camino, whatever, hashtag YOLO.
When I was in Egypt, we were doing the visiting of the tombs of the pharaohs, and I remember some of the tourists go up there, they'd go up to the walls, like, past the ropes, and they'd go up to the walls, and they start going, is this what stone feels like? Scratch, 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 scratch. I'm like, what the fuck are you thinking?
It's
like douchebags like you that sites get shut down and then generations never get to see that shit again. Thank you.
There are like all of these like varying levels of asshole tourists, and you know, like when you travel around a little bit, you get to like see them pretty quickly. There's like the Russians that go in packs, and you know, like the Chinese tour groups just kind of like walk in front of you. Like if everybody's queued up, they just like push in line wherever. And the Russians are just loud as hell, and they just like push everybody out of the way. You know, you have your like classic American lout, but the European version of that is like the British lout. But this like level of destruction is something that is a whole other class, and it's just like people like defacing centuries-old buildings so they can put it on Instagram. Yeah. That is basically the worst reason you can do anything.
It is the worst, because you're doing it literally for 5 seconds of satisfaction. 5 seconds of satisfaction.
No, the worst part with these two fucking idiots, sorry.
No, don't say sorry. They are fucking idiots.
But the worst part is, after they did that, they dug out their like stupid selfie stick and like took a selfie of themselves, so they had like a nice like clean selfie of it.
And they're not even truly repentant.
No, they're not, because they're idiots.
They're upset they got caught. They're not upset
Exactly.
It's kind of like the girl from New Jersey who decided to do art in a whole bunch of national parks in the States this year, and she got caught. And she kind of documented her journey using acrylic and painting this beautiful face on Crater Lake and, you know, creepy ting.
No, you know what? You're an asshole.
Yeah.
There's two things that make me angry about this. Number one is this particular story about people defacing art or monuments or of different types. Then there was, within the same article, the first one that I read was about tourists who went into, and I'll say Angkor Wat, and decided to take pictures of them mooning.
Selfies.
Taking selfies with their pants down in the middle of, like, holy areas.
Stupid asshole Canadians did this at Machu Picchu, too, and it's the same thing. Like, Machu Picchu is a holy site, and you have these, like, fucking idiots that are on there like, yep, you, dude.
Yeah, so Alberta or whatever. It's just these folks are so self-absorbed that they don't think about, they don't care, they never consider the implications of what they're doing, that it would A, you know, defacing property or a monument that has such historical significance, and then to demean and diminish holy pieces and places that just for a lark. Like, how despicable are you as a person?
Well, these people are despicable as people because all they have is money, because they don't have a single ounce of common sense, and their parents have done a disservice to humanity by unleashing these barking idiots on the world, because now they can just go wherever they want and spend money and like wave their dicks around and like moon everything and post it all on the internet and think they can live in this beautiful consequence-free environment. You know what? End up in a Peruvian jail. Let's see how that works out for you.
People are the worst.
Broke down palace.
Hey, all I can say is make sure you check Instagram when the Apple Watch comes out. The rich kids of Instagram.
Yeah. Gonna yeah.
There's going to be gold watches up the yin yang, right?
I've got two things to say to the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, whoa, hey, oh, hey, come on.
Okay, I'm going to put my two cents about the Apple Watch, being a tech enthusiast. I think it's an interesting piece of tech, but I don't know about you, but a watch, A, is supposed to be timeless. And anything that's technology-related is not necessarily timeless. And B, people are inherently clumsy. How many times have you smashed your wrist against walls and such? That watch is going to get destroyed so fast.
No, I'm very coordinated. Except for Friday nights.
Yeah, and all it takes is one Friday night, and then that $10,000 watch is fucked.
Well, sorry, $22,000 for Canadian gold version.
Sorry.
Well, you know what? If you have that kind of money to drop on a watch that will basically be useless in a year and a half, good. You deserve to be separated from your money.
Yeah. Okay.
You're too stupid to have it.
All right, so all I'm going to say about the Apple Watch, because I watched the keynote event and I had watched the video when they first launched it and stuff, all I'm going to say is that behind here, this monitor, I have two GPS running watches. Both were purchased at around the $400 range. And the Apple Watch Sport, which is, they spent a lot of time focusing on the fitness health aspect of this watch, being your fitness tracker, heart rate monitor, and all this stuff. Nike Coach. Remember, Nike killed the Fuel Band. This thing.
What?
They killed the Fuel Band.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
I know what that is.
And all the Nike stuff in Nike Coach, for those who remember, went into this Apple Watch because a lot of stuff looked familiar when they were going through it. So...
Well, also the fact that Nike or Apple's on Nike's board or one or the other. So
yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of that.
So I'm due to buy a new Garmin watch. So for the running, hiking enthusiasts, you buy a Garmin every couple of years or whatever. And
I'm still using my Garmin from 2008.
Yeah.
It's fine. It still works great.
Not me. Mine's kind of cracked. Where's the glass? Where is it?
It's the battery life that starts to go on you.
Yeah, when you use it heavily. So... for relatively the same price, let's say $50 or $75 more, whatever, I will most likely, and they're coming out the same week. Actually, Garmin revised their launch date a week back to be out before the Apple Watch, before they're going to be the...
Yeah, they're going to need that.
April 31st was the last shipping date. The day after Apple Watch came out, April 15th. And you look at their stuff, you know, for example, you can customize... the time faces. So you look at Apple, you look at all the sleek, you know, Mickey Mouse time face, and you know, all the cute stuff, whatever. And then you go to Garmin's site, and you see some guy in the basement doing a Star Trek kind of time face theme, and like, I'm not going to pay $400 for this watch to get a Star Trek off-center time phase. Forget it. This is not what I want. So I will probably get an Apple Watch Sport version, the cheapest thing I can get my hands on.
Do you drive a Subaru as well?
Hey, I do. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Come on. All-wheel drive.
Oh, I touched a nerve.
Never comment on a man's car.
Let's get back to these twats that
Talk about the idiots that are being unleashed on the world.
It's just I think it's a whole bunch of privilege and never considering the consequences of what they do. And they're like, we didn't realize it was gonna be such an issue. You're like, what are you fucking new?
You're
like,
fucking idiot.
Come on.
Exactly.
The thing is, like, they're probably, I don't know, like, there are probably worse places to end up than, like, an Italian courthouse. Like,
well,
I just have this, like, vision of this lecherous Italian judge just letting them off.
Well,
because they're,
who's
like,
the one that...
they're cute and they're going to wear spaghetti strap tank tops to their court date. You know they are. They're idiots.
Yeah, but what was the name of the American that got off on murdering a roommate or whatever?
Oh.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Italian
whatever
court. Yeah.
Yeah.
So much for that. All right, let's move on. comments. Let's do a quick check on comments. Reminder, everybody, you can comment on Twitter, YouTube, Google+, or WoodenChores.com. The podcast version, if you want to listen to us via your favorite podcast streamer, and we're on Stitcher. Thank you to all the new subscribers on Stitcher listening to us here.
Thank you, Krista,
anything on the Twitter?
No, it's actually been a little quiet on the Twitter tonight, I guess.
Oh, come on, Twitter!
Wow, people have gone away for March break. It's March break if you have children. Almost everyone I know has children.
Usually February is the dead month, and it comes back in March. So. But, you know, a lot of stuff going on. Dan, what's on the YouTube?
A couple extra ones. We got the Smoking Ape.
Yes.
Saying, beer in the wrong glass, I drink mine from the can.
That's right.
And I'm hoping
you sound like a badass.
But I'm also hoping you mean, like, from the actual, like, beer can, not actually, like, from the can.
What do you mean, like, an empty? Okay.
Yes. Mind you, if you are drinking it from the loo, you really are a man's man. It's like, fuck this. I want to drink.
And you probably need to get some type of shot.
And we have another one from GCC.
Wash your hands after.
On to my homebrew West Coast IPA that was kegged last summer. So,
nice.
Good job, GC Storm 1.
Good stuff. Good stuff for having the patience to let a keg just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the patience or the attention span to be a home brewer.
I can tell you exactly how long that would stay in my basement, which is 20 days.
I am an impatient, easily distracted human being. I am just ill-suited for this sort of undertaking.
That's crazy. Big thanks. Shout out to Smokin' Ape. I think he's in New York State or New Jersey State. I can't remember, but...
Yeah. He's Smokin' Ape, put that on YouTube. Where are you?
He's on that. He's been pumping out some cool videos there. He does EDC, knife. He's been practicing his leather work. Yeah. For knife cases and stuff, so
I'm going to do a call out on YouTube. Everyone that's listening on YouTube, just put a quick shout out saying where you're listening from so we can get a better idea where you're coming
in.
That'd be awesome.
And
then we'll send you a bill for what you're watching in American money. Canadian dollar is very terrible right now.
Yeah. I'm going to say Smoking Ape has the best YouTube intro on his videos, last few ones. Internet expert, quote unquote. Yeah, it's the best.
Ooh.
Love it. All right.
So that's it for YouTubes.
All right, perfect. Well, there's nothing on Avoiding Chores because Mike's here with us here, so sporting a nice hat.
Mike. Yeah, where's Lee anyway? I'm surprised he's not putting
Lee's probably working. He somehow he's stuck with the night shift there. So
I should be reading Lee's comments.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next one here, which is another tourist-related story here. The selfie stick, the ban, goes into effect at French and UK attractions.
Yeah,
and,
but the Belfie isn't...
And in Brazil, because...
The Belfie is still good.
Okay, so...
Your butt shots are still safe, Internet.
Let's introduce this properly. If you don't know what a selfie stick is, enjoy that. Because if you've been subjected to them, it's basically the worst thing that modern technology and asshole humanity have come together to produce. So when you go to a place,
like Rockefeller Center,
or basically anything in New York, this is the first time I've noticed them in a concentrated form. Was a recent trip to New York that the girls took, and the hordes of people wielding these bloody sticks with their stupid iPhones on the end. You have to, like, run the gauntlet to get around them, and they're swinging them around, and it is just the worst. It is the worst of, like, selfies are bad enough, and I am guilty of taking them. I have whatever. But, like, and then you take a stick, and you put it, like, another 4 feet in front of you, and... People are, like, trying to get through, carry on with their lives, and you're trying to take, like, 10 selfies of you and, like, whoever is with you. It's just... Ugh. And so civilized places like the Louvre and all of these fantastic museums and the parts of Brazil have started banning these because not only is it a sensible thing to do for the sake of saving humanity, but they can also be weaponized, as in the case in Brazil. People aren't allowed to take them into soccer stadiums because they can actually be used to, well, kill someone.
Club somebody over the head.
Yeah, and frankly, I would. After seeing what we saw with them, I would weaponize it. I would.
Two words. Targeted EMP. That will shut down every camera, every phone that's attached to it.
I don't know what that means. With an EMP.
Electromagnetic pulse.
Yes,
right?
That is correct. Yeah, that will shut down any piece of electronics in its bubble.
You have to watch The Matrix, and it's kind of like that.
Yeah, except it's actually one of the things that's actually real.
Yeah.
There were so many of those movies.
I will say, to echo Krista's comments, is I never really knew much about selfie sticks until we went to New York City. And I'm not exaggerating. On top of the Rockefeller Center, there had to have been at least a dozen individual people taking pictures of themselves or them and their partners or whatever.
They were like an epee, a sword that you would use in fencing.
Here I am over Central Park. Here I am looking at the Empire State Building. Here I am.
But you do realize what the next one is, though. Like, they're going to ban the selfie, but you can already see what's happening. The push of drone helicopters. And you can see what's going to come from that. Is that you're going to have automatic drones that will fly around and film you for you. So you ban this, you know what's going to happen 2 years from now.
Well, you know what?
All these drones flying around.
I'm going to move to a state that allows concealed carry, and I'm going to get a license, and then I'm going to fill out all the paperwork, and then I'm going to get a gun. And
are you from Montana or North Dakota? I can't tell where you're coming in from.
The one comment I kept coming back to with the selfie sticks was, you know, this is just another, degradation of society, because at least before, when you were somewhere with your friends and you wanted a picture of yourselves, you would at least engage in a conversation with somebody and say, would you mind terribly taking a photo of me and my friends? But now, you don't have to talk to anybody. Like, you just got to squat around this stick and kind of go cheese and take a picture of yourself. So again, communication in society is just crumbling and crumbling and crumbling, and all that's going to be left is your own fucking self-portrait in front of, like, the Mona Lisa. That's the only fucking thing that's going to be left.
Carrie was just on vacation. Carrie, did you see these in Aruba anywhere?
We didn't see a whole lot.
Look at me with a fish! Look at me in the sun!
Yeah, no.
Look at me with a daiquiri.
St. Martin was one of the busiest ports that we were at. It had over almost like 20,000 people there, but there were a lot of tourists, and it wasn't during March break, so you didn't have all the
idiots,
that younger crowd in there, so it was...
No, you can call them idiots, it's fine.
The question I have about the whole selfie phenomenon, and again, I've taken selfies and things of that nature, but who are you taking the picture for? Because I will remember being at that location. So am I taking the selfie in case I get, like, forgetful? Or am I getting it to prove to people that I'm actually, like, doing shit? And I just don't get the whole selfie.
It's the modern
Deer Diary. Here I am in front of a candy machine.
Well, let's ask Mike. Mike, you're on the oil rig in the middle of the ocean. Have you ever done this with the iPhone? Hey, I'm on the rig.
We're not allowed to have cameras on the rig.
There you go.
Oh, that's so civilized.
Yeah. Well, also my work cameras are a little bit banned as well. So.
Yeah. I agree that they should be banned in public places and that. But when I'm doing my videos, my hiking videos, I'll put a stick pic on my hiking pole. And it's great for doing those type of videos if you want to talk to the camera type thing. But as for going around town, I would never use it, no.
Like a crowded church
or
like a restaurant, you wouldn't like pull out a selfie stick and take a picture of like you and your wife at dinner.
Yeah, no. Look at me and my Caesar salad. Like,
look at me, I'm like, get me a selfie.
So all I need is for my hiking videos. That's it. Yeah. Never in town. Like if there's anybody else around, I wouldn't take it out. All just right. Looks too so,
weird. Go on now, Mike. Next time you're at Chess's Fish and Chips, you take your selfie stick and take a picture with like is two piece and fries.
Does the Dragon Dens listen to us, our podcast? Because I've got a personal product that I want to promote. I want to have like a cod piece with an attachment on there and the camera's there.
No.
So that way you can film yourself.
I am not investing in this venture.
Like a pelvic panorama.
No, that's terrible.
Awful. A pelvorama.
This idea is terrible. No.
All right, let's move on to the next topic. Let's move on. Let's just leave this topic here. Yeah, let's move on to the next one because it's just as good.
Can we just agree that pretty much the decline of humanity is in front of us?
Oh, yes.
Wait. Were those two girls that took that thing at Rome, were they using a selfie stick?
One of the stories I read said they did.
Probably. Done.
All right.
Done.
All right. Wedding in India. The bride asks the groom a skill testing question. The bride asked the groom at one point, "What's 15 plus 6? And he thought about it. He said 17. And she went, like, "No. Nope.
I'm out.
We're done here. Shut it down.
That is awesome. That's the same sort of skill testing question you get on a contest on a cereal box. He would not be able to get the free movie passes. Just as not he was able to get married.
The bride's family very astutely pointed out that this is something that children in grade 1 could do.
Grade 1?
Yeah, I don't think that she wanted to mix her DNA with his DNA.
No. His DNA is loaded up with dumb.
I think there was that skit from Chevy Chase from Saturday Night Live when he was playing Gerald Ford where he says, it was my understanding that there'll be no math in this.
Yeah, but if you're marrying some idiot that can't even add 15 and 6, like, what kind of provider is that guy going to be?
Was she expecting a doctor? Was she expecting a
doctor? All my money for these, like, three magic beans. Like, yeah. I think there's three of them. I don't know. I can't count.
I think it's a fantastic kind of whittling out tool, right? You start weeding people out, you know? How are you with your times tables? If they go a little weak, you'd be like, I'm going to have to put you in the maybe column.
She didn't even ask. They weren't even two double-digit numbers.
can I also add in the article?
All I had to do was carry the one.
can I also add in this article, if you actually read it, that it says that they had to require local police to mediate the fracas.
First of all, because if my family was trying to marry me off to an idiot that couldn't add 15 and 6, the first thing, I would have some issues with them. And then I'm going to have issues with the family that produced this son that thought that somehow I wouldn't figure out that he is a barking idiot.
Yeah. Like, whatever, deal
we're
with
have
it.
Word.
So in the bottom of the article, they mentioned that there was another situation where the groom had an epileptic seizure, and the bride ended up asking, "Who wants to marry me?" And one of the guests married her on the spot.
What? She thought he was not going to make it?
Yeah, it's like, his poor health. That's not what I want.
Jesus, that's cool.
He's just a really good breakdancer. I mean, come on.
I feel bad for him because if he has epilepsy, like, that's clearly not his fault. But on the other hand, like, you got to be pragmatic sometimes.
Yeah, you're right. Darwin's theory. Survival of the fittest.
All right, let's do a quick check on comments here, and then we'll move on to the last few topics, the fun part here. Again, Twitter, Google, YouTube, and avoidingchores.com.
How many beers is that now, Jim?
It's funny because it's only the 5.4% one.
I know. Oh my God, Jim,
you're
missing.
Lightweight tonight.
I know.
Your sickness is just like.
Yeah, I know. It's totally like not working.
Stay in your computer. Don't leave the computer.
Dan on YouTube, what do we got?
We just got two more. So I got Spoken Ape coming back with his location. And he says Maryland.
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 Thank you, Smoking Ape.
And GC Storm 1 comes back, says, Survivor Man used a selfie stick before there were selfies. Survivor Man, you are a real hero.
No, he's the worst. He's the worst.
No. He's not the worst. Bears Grylls is the worst.
Are those different guys? I don't know.
They are different guys.
They are so different.
Very different.
Oh, God. Anyway, all right. Dan, crazy products from the internet.
So I went from a different angle in this one. I was trying to look at some products, and then I came across something else afterwards. But let me at least start off with a precursor of a couple of them. So the first one I came across was, I'm not sure if this is a real thing, but I am hoping it is not. Because who would ever want to use that product?
That's definitely a real thing, and I guess... I guarantee Puff Daddy has one of those.
Yeah, for those who can't see it, basically it is a see-through toilet. So that way
it is a clear,
you can see exactly what you had for dinner that night as it makes its way to the sea.
Nope.
I guarantee Sean Puffy Combs has one of these in his home.
Oh, you're using his full name. He must be in trouble.
That's way too much information, guys.
Definitely got one of those.
And then I came across this one here, and I just wanted to show it here. It's not really a product. It's just an old-timey ad, and you got to read the captions on it if you can.
Outside of you, Mickey, that milk is the best thing in the world. Oh Jesus. God. Well, that is good.
Please continue.
Inside of you, Minnie, my milk is the best thing in the world. That is... unspeakably.
That proves that Disney, Mr. Walt Disney, the gatekeeper of your childhood memories, is a filthy, filthy man.
Oh, I think everybody knows he was a filthy perv.
Well,
like, that goes without saying.
But also a filthy, filthy man.
That is distressing.
And so hilarious. I actually came across an album cover. And I just went into this whole stream of actually albums. So I've come across a collection of really good album covers that people can discover out there. So this one here is a band, and
I love it. Their hair is very close to God.
Oh yeah,
it's on the left.
Basically, there's a group of women that use the term "Jesus, use me" as their cover.
They just look really, really awkward.
Jesus was hot. Like, yeah, I get it.
So going more onto to the realm of Jesus. So I guess there's a male group that wants to counter that with that.
Whatever. You do you, crazy guy in the blazers.
No. Let me touch him.
Is that the minister's quartet?
Possibly.
Oh, so wrong.
Yeah. So, I mean... okay, so let's get a little bit more aggressive then. So we got Butch Yelton and Upbound, swing that gospel axe.
You know what? I need the gospel axe to break up the Ethanites in my sarcasm.
A couple more for you guys.
And I do invoke the Lord when I'm breaking up ice.
And let's see what else I got here. This one's an awesome one. I really admire this guy's moxie. He's using God's power.
It looks like Ricky Gervais.
As a karateist preacher. He's breaking the demons with his chi. Again, you can find these albums at your local hipster record store.
That guy totally looks like Ricky Gervais.
It does.
So two more for you guys.
You should send it to him. He might not have seen that. You should tweet that to Ricky Gervais.
It's the Frivolous Five, Sour Cream and Other Delights.
That is disturbing. Move on.
Oh, my God. That is just... Oh, Jesus. Mary and Joseph.
I can't unsee that. Keep going.
And this one here has me totally confused. It's Alex Tompkin, Living with Lesbians, featuring the Lesbian Power Authority.
Yeah, that's how lesbians organize themselves, I guess.
And I'm looking at a picture there, and are those dudes? I don't know. I don't judge.
It's very difficult.
Well, I don't know. The title seems to suggest they're lesbians because it mentions it twice, but...
Yeah, but I'm looking at the pictures there, and I can't really tell. So anyway, normally it's product...
Black and white.
I came across a record, so it's albums that are just terrible.
What was the Touching Jesus one again? Touch Jesus?
Touch Jesus?
Youth Him. Jesus?
Is that from the minister...
No, the women with the tall hair.
Oh, them.
God use us or you?
Oh, Jesus use me.
I get it.
Jesus use me.
Jesus is a good-looking dude.
It's like, oh my God, save me from this horrid life I have. Look at that.
Has anybody ever read the book Lamb by Christopher Moore?
Yeah.
If you haven't, I recommend it highly.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a good one.
Lamb by Christopher Moore.
Lamb.
Wow.
And just in case you're interested, this album is in stereo.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So you can feel the Jesus using you on both sides.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it in hi-fi as well?
I'm in. Hi-fi, yeah. They had to be high.
Whoa, not hi-fi. You don't get high on this stuff. This is serious.
Yeah, it's very serious.
Dan, how do you get to your internet?
How do I get? Oh, my God. Well, normally you pay $80 to Eastlink, but then if you slip them a tenner, then you get the extra internet.
The dark web.
The dark web stuff.
We don't get the same one.
I don't want to go on tour. No.
So actually, if you do want to research some other really, really horrible album covers, there is a nice little website here.
No, you know what?
So you got like Ken by request only.
I remember the Ken one.
Oh,
Europe.
Yeah, the Final Countdown.
Final Countdown.
Oh, I had that.
Bring that up.
You got this one, Eulenspiegel.
Eulenspiegel. What is that chicken doing to that other chicken?
I don't know. And then you got Lars Kaitzer. Jura up till stoof party too.
Jura up till stoof party too.
Oh, I tell it's just a stoof party. I've got mine zippo mask.
Hey, speaking, I'm the stoof party.
And then the Orion Reborn.
Boned, yeah.
He's a chief and a half. Look at that. Awesome. Oh, speaking of boned, there you go. Boned!
Boned.
Up at the crack.
Oh, come on. That is even subtle.
That's very subtle. If you want a good laugh, go to coverbrowser.com/covers/worst-album-covers.
I think I would lose my weekend on that website.
Yeah.
It is. Oh, there you go. The Handsome Beasts. Bestiality. Please do not see that.
Nope. Move on.
Nope.
All right. Shut it down. Next topic.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. It's the dark web from the House of Cards.
Dark web.
All right, so let's move on to the next topic, which is videos that made us cry this week. This is a new bit. There's always something.
A lot of time crying at videos
there,
on the internet.
There is a lot of stuff that comes up on YouTube and all that stuff, your Facebook, and you know what? There's a couple contenders this week. So I'm just going to play one of them here. We won't be able to see.
Don't play it.
No? Play it. I'm not going to play it. Okay.
You're the boss. Do whatever you want.
It's like people. Actually, there's copyright issues. But anyway, we're not going to play it. But we do mention it here. There's the Chicago Blackhawks, What's Your Goal, Cammy? And that was that made the rounds last week. Basically, a kid with... I think it was Brett disease, I think it was called, where she couldn't walk or speak. And she's 5 years old or maybe a few years older. So Chicago Blackhawks had their advertising campaign, What's Your Goal? And her goal was to skate on the ice with her favorite player, Duncan Keith. And he comes out and he takes her out, straps her on, and they skate the ice and scores a goal and all that stuff. So... Anyway, it's one of these things that, you know, onions are coming out. That's one of them. That's one of them that made the list. The other one that came out yesterday Robert Downey Jr. brings a bionic arm for to a 7-year-old.
Which, but may I add, is like the most kick-ass or prosthetic arm that you could possibly humanly have. So good on you, kid. That is awesome.
And that kid was adorable. The best thing that came out of that story. So I watched both of those videos, and I had to Google Duncan Keith of the Chicago Blackhawks before I commented any further online. And he is age appropriate. So I will say, I did not cry at the Chicago Blackhawks video because I got distracted by Duncan Keith, who is a very good looking and obviously kind hearted NHL player.
What came first in your assessment? The good looking or the kind hearted?
No, that he has 10 fake teeth in his mouth.
You can't see a kind heart.
You know what?
I think the important thing to note is that I Googled him before I, like, whatever.
Googled him.
Good old Canadian boy.
That's what the kids are calling it these days.
He's from the Peg. He is a good Canadian boy. And that video was really sweet. But the one with the bionic arm really did make me, like, shoot water out of my eyeballs. Because the Robert Downey Jr. bit is really just, like, a gimmick. But what's happening is that there is, like, a guy who is using a 3D printer to print bionic, like, limbs for people that don't have them. And then he, like, assembles them with robotics, like, somehow, using, like, his brain power and magic, I assume. And that is amazing.
There's a few videos in that channel that shows there's three sensors that they'll control. But the sad part about when you're watching these videos where for this part, you have people that just want to buzzkill the whole thing. I think Slate or Daily Beast, they were railing against, you know, these cheap alternatives is not a good thing. You know, stick to the $50,000 versions. And then people are like, hey, it's just an ad for Microsoft because you use OneNote and this sucks.
Okay, OneNote, first of all, I will not stand for any defiling of OneNote because OneNote is awesome. And I am a OneNote convert, so preach. There's always going to... This is why, like, you cannot read the comments on anything you ever see on YouTube.
Ever.
Like, just ever. Except avoidingchores.com and the Brennan. Exactly. Because right. Our commenters are the best and not the assholes that lurk among the dregs of society on everybody else's YouTube channels. These are nice things. And you know what? Like, I honestly don't care if Microsoft pays for this guy... I don't remember his last name. The one who's making these limbs.
Yeah, Alberto, like,
I don't care if Microsoft is paying to promote it because you know what? Like, that guy deserves some credit. He's doing very cool, amazing things.
Well, and for those who haven't seen the video, he made this bionic arm look like Iron Man's gauntlet.
Yeah.
So it's red. It looks like Iron Man's glove.
Like, light on it and like.
Yeah. And,
cool, and the kid doesn't have an arm, like, but now he does.
Yeah,
and he's
so
going to use it somehow.
And for something that costs $300-$400 to make, the fact that he's going to outgrow it in a couple of months.
Yeah,
you know. So can you just imagine the amount of iterations? The fact that you know he's able to use his, you know, a new limb basically for the first time in his life. You can't fault that until the point where he gets old enough so that, yes, you can get the $50,000 one, which you better not break because this is all you're going to get. I would rather...
I don't think people understand how expensive prosthetic limbs are. My brother had two prosthetic lower legs, and they aren't cheap. And he was a grown man when he got both of his prosthetic limbs. But as a child, it's exactly as you say. You know, these kids are still growing, and there are real practical things. Like, you know, it has to attach to a stump of some type. And as a person changes shape, obviously the shape of their stump for, you know, to be somewhat indelicate, it changes as well. So this young fella is, you know, he could go through 15 or 20 adjustments or changes of the prosthetic limb before he actually, you know, his size stays constant. And can you imagine? You know,
the kid continues to grow and like
absolutely. So if it provides him the ability to be more, you know, to be have ability to grab things and do things he wasn't before, if it means that Microsoft chips in and you know promotes it, and this gentleman can, you know, continue his research and the good work that he's doing, fuck yeah. And this young, and these kids and these people who probably wouldn't be able to afford a prosthetic limb will be able to have them. Holy crap, like, how can you criticize that? I don't understand. Like
what the hell is wrong with you that you criticize this? It's the same. Yeah. But I'm sure there
sometimes
are like, asshole comments on that hockey video as well.
Out the window and just appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah.
All right, Dane, Kerry, Mike, what do you guys think?
People take for granted what they have if you don't have it. And that's wicked to think somebody can 3D print something for a kid and give it to them like that.
It's the miracle of the modern age.
And the nice thing, now that 3D printers are more accessible to the common individual.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that if he does have to make adjustments, he could probably get the design sent to him from the original designer. Mm-hmm. And if he does have the printer himself, they could produce it right there in his own home. So, I mean, we are in an age of wonder.
Oh,
yeah.
This 3D printing thing, and it's only really been out for, what, a year?
About 10 years, but
when have we really started talking about it? Within a year and a half?
The last year or two.
About 3 years that we've been talking about it, but
it moves really fast.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
The biggest issue with the 3D printers, it comes down to just the supply of the material that's to be 3D printed as well. Mm. Because you gotta deal with that. But once they've got that and they got a more accessible way to kind of give that to the individual user, it's gonna be huge. I mean, they're 3D printing food. There are 3D printers for food now out there. So it's just an
3D printers for human tissue.
Yeah.
For skin grafts.
No, I mean we go.
No, for skin grafts and
such. It's needed.
It's an amazing technique. Like, what's worse, having a 3D printer grafting or adding an ear to a rat? I mean,
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah,
Kerry, have you been grafting ears to rats or a 3D printer?
No, but the first time I saw a 3D printer was in was about 2004 when I visited Watervliet Arsenal in upstate New York. And they had one there, and they said that they were subcontracting out jobs for medical research and mm-hmm. stuff. So this is probably one of the prototypes of that. And they were doing an actual, I think they were doing a cranial,
like a skull copy type or something.
Doing a cranial copy from somebody based on scans that they did. So it's been out a while, but the commercialism and the other good things about it are only coming out because they're being more cheaper, or not cheaper, but more accessible.
Yeah.
So there are good reasons that they are good for.
This is great. You can put a 3D player. You can put a 3D printer on the International Space Station, and it can print any part you need to fix the space station. Do you know how many problems something like that solves?
Well, yeah, isn't there a 3D printer at the new Halifax library?
There is. There's also one at the North End Branch Library.
Great. You know, if you're good with 3D modeling, a skill that we're probably going to need now.
Yeah.
A few years ago, we had to learn how to program a computer language, like Java. Now, now
coming back to Java.
Just cause. But anyway, but now we gotta learn how to model 3D objects because we need to print stuff so that we can get on with our lives.
Those things are awesome.
All right, let's move on to the next topic, which is our Cards Against Humanity bit. Woo-hoo-hoo. And I think it was Krista that shared the link. Somebody actually put an online version of the game. So,
Keith. Keith has shared it, so Keith gets proper credit. But it's also on Mashable.com. I can't remember which link we had. But,
and we had CardsAgainstOriginality.com. So if you go to the show notes, you'll be able to find it. Or if you have the cards, you spent the money, you can do that. I got both versions up. But that's okay. I'll just pick 10 random white cards. And does everybody have a deck or printouts?
Yeah.
I'm still on the computer with mine.
All right. Just do the Cards Against Originality link there, Mike. And on the top right, you'll see new game. And that will shuffle some new cards for you.
Okay.
And people can follow along. People who are watching, you can follow along, send your replies to Friday Night Hangout hashtag, and we'll get things all settled in here. So we're going to do one round of this, so we'll have six instances of this, so it should be pretty cool. Oh, Lordy. All right, let's start off with Dan. Dan. Oh, is it Fogburger?
No. I'm almost out of fog burner, so woo. But yeah, okay, I'll start up. So this one's gonna be a two carder for those who are playing at home.
All right.
Oh, for Christ's sake, make it difficult already.
Oh, it's a very easy one. Step one, blank. Step two, blank. Step three, profit. So step one, blank. Step two, blank. Step three, profit.
All right, I'm ready. All right,
Jim.
All right, step one, the Hamburglar. Step two, crystal meth. Step three, profit.
Profit.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, Krista, what do you got?
Give her.
Step one, the economy. Step two, farting and walking away. Step three,
profit, and you do dance.
Jazz hands!
These are spirit fingers, they're not jazz hands.
Oh, spirit fingers.
Oh, sorry. Bad. I can't tell.
They're a Dreamweaver.
Alright, who's next? Carrie, what you got?
I got step one. Being a motherfucking sorcerer. Alright, you ready for the next one?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah. Profit.
I could have picked a better one.
No, that was good. That was good. Lori, what you got?
Step one, lumberjack fantasies.
Uh-oh.
Step two, half-assed foreplay. Profit.
You should be using your
whole... A lot of people pay money for that shit.
You should be using your whole ass when you're doing your fantasies.
There is presently an American ad that is about half-fast internet, and it is pretty hysterical.
All right, Mike, what you got?
I got step one, dry heaving. Step two, $5 footlongs. And step three samples.
Nice! All right.
Well played, well played. Carrie, do you have a black card you want to give out?
Yeah. No, all this right. This one.
The Royal Ontario Museum has just opened an interactive exhibit on... blank.
Mm.
All right, I got one. All right, hold up your card again, Carrie, so I can read it. The Royal Ontario Museum has just opened an interactive exhibit on testicular torsion.
That sounds terrible.
A little painful. Who's next?
I'll go.
All right, what do you got, Krista?
An icy hand job from an Edmonton hooker.
Jesus, that's pretty specific.
Woof! Pretty specific.
It's art!
Mike, what do you got?
My humps.
My humps. The Royal Ontario Museum has just opened an interactive exhibit on... Dan, what do you got?
Coat hanger abortions. Sorry, it's not me. It's the card.
It's the cards.
But
it's also you.
But most of the cards. And the blessed fog burner.
Listen, I was at Harvest Wines tonight, and somebody was calling when I was there asking how many fog burners did they have left in the store, and I was going to go, Dan!
Where's the fog burners, Dan? I know you got them.
Lori, what do you have to this question? The Royal Ontario Museum has just opened an interactive exhibit on public ridicule.
Yes.
That's pretty interactive.
Very good.
Thank you.
And,
I saw a Yoko Ono exhibit at the Royal Ontario Museum. No, it was at the AGM.
Did that involve ridicule?
All right, did we do everybody? Did we do everybody in this round?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, Krista, what do we got for a black card?
All right. Dear sir or madam, we regret to inform you that the office of blank has denied your request for blank. It's a tucada. Dear sir or madam, we regret to inform you the office of blank has denied your request for blank.
All right, here we go. I got this.
All right. All right.
We regret to inform you that the Department of Scientology, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
So now your request for getting really high.
Getting really high.
Those folks are high on life, the Scientologists.
Yeah.
Praise God.
I saw on the grocery checkout line John Travolta is getting death threats from Scientologists there. They're out to kill him.
No, he's fine. They've got enough stuff on him. They're keeping him in line.
Oh, okay. Krista, reread the card.
Dear sir or madam, we regret to inform you the Department of Blank has denied your request for blank.
Mike, what you got?
The Department of Men has denied your request for estrogen.
You just had a cat come up in the appear in the corner of your screen.
I don't have a cat.
No, oh, sorry, not you, Jim. It just like kind of like popped up in the
Oh,
okay.
hang on.
He's like literally like sitting in the corner of like your bottom third.
I hate that cat. I hate this.
That cat was really
look at him. Look at this cat.
Yeah, like he's just sitting there watching.
He's the grumpy cat's sister.
Oh, my God. Lori, what we got?
Dear sir and madam, we regret to inform you the Department of Erectile Dysfunction has denied your request for...
Pictures of boobs.
Carrie.
I got it.
What you got? Department of...
The Department of your weird brother.
Yeah, that's right.
Has denied your request for throwing a virgin in the Vulcan.
Dan.
All right, go ahead and start reading it.
Dear sir or madam, the Department of blank...
My vagina.
The Department of my vagina has denied your request for...
The blood of Christ.
I'm sure those ladies in that album wouldn't say that.
Yep.
Oh, fog burner.
All right, let's go to Lori. Lori, do you have a black card you want to share with us tonight?
I do.
All right.
Mine is... Whoops.
What gets better
with age?
Oh. Well, this is an easy one.
This is an easy one.
Easy one for me.
You're all really drunk now, so I'm trying to make it easy for you. All
right, what gets better with age? Some goddamn peace and quiet.
You're right. You're fucking right, it does.
Yeah. All right, Mike, what you got?
I'm just scrolling through again. I lost my spot. Come back.
All right, Krista, what you got? Oh, you're drinking.
That's all right. What gets better? Cue me up.
What gets better
with age?
Bitches!
Carrie.
Yeah.
What gets better with age? Chunks of dig hitchhiker.
I got one, Jim.
Well, okay. Aged. What gets better with age, Mike?
The Tempur-Pedic Swedish sleep system.
Ooh, I'd invest in that shit.
And finally, Dan.
What gets better with age? Skeletor.
You're right.
He-Man, you buffoon.
Awesome. All right, so let's move on. All right, Mike, choose a black card if you're doing the online version there.
I hear something upstairs. I'll be right back. Just give me a second.
I'm just scrolling down to find a black card there now. Okay. Are they at the bottom of the online one?
Yeah, any black one?
I haven't found a black card yet. One sec.
Let's take a look at that.
You got one?
Oh, here we go. All
right.
In the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with blank for the first time.
Hannah Montana struggles with...
In the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with blank for the first time.
All right.
She struggles with naked news.
Or a cooler full of organs.
Oh. Lori.
An ice pick lobotomy. Lobotomy. La 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 la.
Carrie.
La 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 la.
Laying an egg.
Laying an egg.
That's it.
In the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with blank for the first time.
Dan.
Menstrual rage.
Good stuff. All right, and the last one, so the last round, the Cards Against Humanity. Of course, we haven't been checking Twitter. People have been sending us replies here on the hashtag, which... probably not going to happen because they're so focused on what we're going to say here.
Off about tourists right now.
Why can't I sleep at night? Dan, why can't I sleep at night?
Well, I am a realist, so I'm going to say the World of Warcraft.
Which is like, I don't know. Who plays World of Warcraft like 10 years ago?
I think Korea.
Korea?
Like the entire nation of Korea. Sorry.
It's been a while,
eh? Very bad. South Korea. There we go.
That's racist!
Carrie! Why can't I sleep at night? You must construct additional pylons. Krista, why can't I sleep at night?
Because you are on a sea of troubles.
So true. Truer than you think.
Is there a fog burner card? Because maybe.
That is.
Oh man, you know what? I totally
I've got
think
blanks.
I
have an expansion pack, so I've got all kinds of blanks in my set.
Man. Lori, why can't I sleep at night?
Poor life choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, now called too much fucking beer.
And Mike, why can't I sleep at night?
Well, it's because of Darth Vader.
Yes.
Yes.
I concur.
All right. That concludes our Cards Against Humanity bit, folks. This is where...
I love that round.
This was a good round.
Who is your father?
Yeah.
Listen, guys. If you have the cards, you can play along with us. Just send us a tweet via Twitter on the hashtag, and we'll read them out. And might not be live, but we'll read them out. It's always good stuff.
Yeah, post them in the comments on YouTube later.
Oh, yeah, just post them in the comments. We'll read them afterwards. Okay, our last bit, and then we'll start winding down for another hangout. Going overtime tonight. We had a pretty good hangout here so far.
So at 10 o'clock we roll out the swear words. What do we roll at 11 o'clock?
I don't know.
Put it back in, whatever you think you're going to roll it.
Yep.
Okay, sorry, let me get my beer bong. Just one second.
Anything you think can be rolled at 11, no. Put it back.
No, okay.
Alright, the Wayback Machine, 1979 is the year.
The Rivers of Babylon, that's all I'm going to say.
Rivers of Babylon.
Are you talking about Boney M? 1979. Joe Clark becomes a part-time prime minister.
Whoa. Stop here. 1979. The most important thing to happen in 1979 was the Dukes of Hazzard debuted on CBS.
I thought it was Michael Jackson's Off the Wall.
Nope.
Okay, that is also a really amazing album.
The introduction of the Sony Walkman.
No. The Dukes of Hazzard is far more important than that.
3 Mile Island nuclear accident in Pennsylvania happened. Started a whole wave.
Jim, get your priorities straight.
That's pretty bad, but let us focus on the Dukes of Hazzard. For just a minute.
For me, it was...
I had season one and DVD downstairs.
Never mean it no harm.
Never mean it no harm.
Have you guys rewatched season one? Because, you know, it's true. I did buy the DVD season one. It is downstairs. And I watched it recently, last few years. Maybe 5 years ago. That was a crazy freaking show.
Yep. So are you saying that the Dukes of Hazzard does not hold up?
No. It holds up very well. It was a crazy show for its time. And
I'm sure it was.
You know, and Daisy Duke was holding up the Daisy Dukes.
Boys!
I remember Friday nights. It was the Incredible Hulk and Dukes of Hazzard. That was my evening.
On a more serious note, politically, two major things. Margaret Thatcher was elected as Prime Minister of the UK.
Right. And actually, despite the fact that I disagree with pretty much every position she has in every single way, that was actually really significant.
Yeah,
because of women's rights in the Western world.
And the other one is, and for kids that don't recognize this, the USSR, or... Russia,
Soviet Union,
invades Afghanistan in 1979.
And
so the world turns.
Yeah. And 37 years later, everything is exactly the same.
Yeah.
And also in 1979, McDonald's introduces the Happy Meal. You're welcome, parents of children.
Yeah, quickly stolen by the Hamburglar.
Yep, I remember we didn't have a McDonald's on the Canadian side of our border, so luckily we're on the border with Maine, so we went to Van Buren, and they had a McDonald's, and I had a Happy Meal, and Star Trek the Motion Picture was out in 1979, mm-hmm. so yeah, my
Did you get a collector glass?
No, my Happy Meal came with a Mr. Spock plastic yellow ring thingy.
Really?
Also, it was Maine. What do you expect? A lot.
Some things for cost of living for that time of year, or that year, I should say. The Toyota Corolla in 1979 cost a whopping $3,698.
Wild.
That would probably be like 18,000 to 20,000 dollars
now. A Mercury Cougar XR7 is $6,430 in 1979.
Now, is that the Mad Max car? Or...
Mad Max? No, that was a Ford, I think.
That movie came out in 79, Mad Max.
79. Hey, you know what? In terms of movies, there was a lot of crappy movies in 79. Like,
but there's one super classic, Alien.
Thank you. Yes. That is what I've been waiting for 5 minutes to say. Alien.
Yeah.
Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Alien. Now, Alien. Alien. And then what else? Alien.
Superman, the movie, Hello, the Richard Donner classic.
No, wasn't that 78?
79.
79.
And the Muppet movie, 1979.
Was that 79?
Awesome. 79.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
The other ones were The Amityville Horror.
Yep. Deer Hunter. Yep. Kramer vs. Kramer.
That's a bummer.
I'll take that back.
Star Trek, the motion picture, which...
There was some good stuff.
Moonraker. Alien. Unrealistic. And, yes, Alien.
Kramer versus Kramer.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Music, Alien.
Music included Gloria Gaynor with I Will Survive.
That holds up.
A movie that I actually watched in a theater... Clint Eastwood's Every Which Way But Loose.
Oh my god, with the monkey.
With the monkey.
Excuse me, an orangutan.
Orangutan, it's Yuri.
Mike.
Nori, I think Alien came out that year too.
Go on, Mike!
Sid Vicious of Sex Pistols died in 1979.
He was like 21.
And Alien came out. Wait a minute, the Canadians won the Stanley Cup? That's the thing they did?
Was that 79?
Stanley Cup firm.
Yeah, they used to do that years ago.
Internet
firm.
Simmer down there now, Mike.
Oh,
popular. St. John's just got their firm team, so yes, simmer down
yes,
now.
Yes.
Only for two years.
Yeah, but it'll fill the gap.
Yep.
It will fill the gap for 2 years, and then they're going to move to Laval because they're finishing a new rink.
Here's some popular choice from 1979. You got the Speak and Spell, and then you've also got the Farrah Fawcett hair curling bust, or whatever you want
totally
to call
it. Oh, yeah. You can still wear that. You could wear that style today. You'd look super cool.
Yeah.
So on the big TV shows at the time, 60 Minutes, Three's Company, That's Incredible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I love That's Incredible.
Alice, MASH, Dallas, Flo.
Wait, who are the hosts for That's Incredible? There was John Davidson.
John Davidson.
And who's the other?
A guy named Kip, the woman. And a lady.
The lady. The guy that does Best of Show there, the judge, Fred.
Oh, my God. What? Really?
Yeah. He was a host. I remember watching him.
Mork
Fred
and
Willard.
Mindy.
Fred Willard. He was on that show. Davidson, Fred Willard, and... Joan.
I'm pulling it up here.
Joan Hart, maybe?
No. Kathy Lee Crosby.
Kathy Lee, totally different, but yeah.
John Davidson, Fran Tarkenton, Kathy Lee Crosby.
Popular shows from that time, you got Charlie's Angels, Family Feud, Quincy M.E., The Muppet Show, Love Boat, Three's Company, Dallas, Different Strokes, which, by the way...
I would watch a weekend full of Three's Company right now.
Oh, yeah.
I have an issue with Different Strokes that they always never spell different with the E. They always put the apostrophe in it because I guess it's an economy of scale to save back on E's.
It was a stylized thing to show the cultural difference between the two families that were different.
Yeah, it was different.
Pick up a different word, goddammit.
Hey, on the radio, Devil went down to Georgia.
Oh my god, that's a good
song. That was 79.
It was actually a really important song in my youth.
It was an important song. It was an important song.
And to make people feel old, people born in 1979 include Kate Hudson, Heath Ledger, bless your soul, and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Is she still a thing?
Yeah, she's on Criminal Minds now.
Is she?
Is she? Mm-hmm. Wow, I haven't watched that in a while then.
I just discovered that I had my Apple TV set up wrong for the American VPN, and now I said it correctly, and all of a sudden my Apple TV has...
Legally streaming American content to your Apple TV?
Nope.
I don't know if you're actually preparing on that right now.
It's 11 o'clock. People have tuned out.
Yeah, the people are in bed. It's fine.
All I know, I'm paying somebody legitimately. He says he can make it work, and I'm like...
Men are using big internet words. I don't know what a VPN is. Stop making up stuff.
All right, so...
He connects on your internet.
An alien was released in 1979.
Hey, Lori, when was Alien released?
1979.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
I think we're talking about Alien far too much and Dukes of Hazzard.
No, totally. Alien deserves every little bit of discussion that it gets.
I think we need to look at how hot John Schneider looked in 1979.
Let's look at Catherine Rock.
John Schneider did not look hot in 1980.
Debate is closed.
I'm thinking, Krista, that you're an Uncle Jesse type of person.
No, I'm a John Schneider woman.
Or Roscoe.
No, strictly John Schneider, now and forever. You look at him today, he's still beautiful.
Flash.
He could pull up in front of my house at 55 Yemen Road in Yemen right now, and I would, like, go wherever he was going.
But what like if this? Like in parcel?
In his unbuttoned denim shirt?
Yeah. What if he's with her with Cooter? What is it like him and Cooter together?
No, Cooter!
I don't want anything to do with Cooter. I am a John Schneider fanalo.
There's Cooter.
No, don't show pictures of Cooter. Show pictures of John Schneider.
Cooter and Uncle Jesse.
What's wrong with you guys?
You're glaring at women. Hey, what about us?
Let's not even talk about the remake.
Oh God, no. We will not talk about that.
How about Bo and Vance? How about that? Those guys.
I remember those guys. They're also
lasted for like two shows.
They were because of a salary dispute with John Schneider and Tom Wopat. I know way too much about the dispute.
You know way too much about.
I'm a little freaked out.
Super important to me.
There you go, Bo and Vance, right there.
Krista, do you host a Tumblr on Dukes of Hazzards?
I don't know what a Tumblr is.
What? No, okay, now you're shitting me.
How many cars did they rent on that show?
That's a very good question, Mike. I would be very curious.
Yeah, an awful lot.
Sorry, what was the question?
How many cars
did they wreck?
Oh, God.
They jump a bridge and land, and you'd see the car crumple, then they drive off, and it was perfect.
Yeah. That's terrible. Yeah.
Yes. Continuity wasn't a big deal back then.
Yeah, it was the '80s. Like they didn't know what the internet was.
Well, let's just talk about the actual police budget of Hazzard County as well. I mean, can that county afford that many cop cars?
I know.
Yeah, that's impressive for like Georgia. So.
Yeah.
I mean, most of there's like a pretty decent amount of that state that cannot read, but they have like endless supplies.
But what about the short-lived TV show Enos?
Oh, Boss Hogg. No.
I remember that one.
Boss Hogg lasted like two shows.
Yeah, it was
Boss Hogg is my hero.
I wish I could adequately describe the influence that the Dukes of Hazzard had on my young life and the community around me at the time. Like, I just could not even do it justice. I'll have to make a TV show of it.
Same thing, but throw the A-Team, and that would be for me.
Yeah.
Reminiscing. It's great. I love the Wayback Machine.
Look at that.
My apologies, millennials. Keep watching us, millennials.
All right, let's. It's time to wind down the hangout for another week. People have been sticking around for a while, so let's do a quick round of comments here and anything else, and then we can wrap it up for another week.
I can't believe nobody else is stridently defending the honor of John Schneider, but whatevs. You do you, Internet.
Oh, my God, I have a comment. Alien was released in 1979.
What? Sorry, Terry, say that again.
Alien was released in 1979.
Oh, over 250 general release.
Enough.
Okay, sorry. I'm just gonna throw this in for those who are Alien fans. Anyone that's sort of a interested party in H.R. Giger, not Geiger, it's pronounced Giger. There's a documentary that's called Jodorowsky's Dune, and he's talking about his original plans of actually creating Dune before. What's his name? The other effed up director.
Was it David Lynch?
David Lynch, yeah. Thank you. Before David Lynch did Dune, this other guy was going to do Dune, and he did a documentary about his failed project, and H.R. Giger was attached to that. And you can see a lot of the influence that was to be in that Dune, how it showed up in Alien and other movies. So for those who are Alien fans, definitely watch that documentary.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. I've seen a few of the artwork, and yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Last few bits. Do we have any comments anywhere else? Because I don't think we do.
Nothing on YouTube.
Nope. All quiet on the Twitter front.
All quiet.
Sorry, all right. Let me turn on my X 386 and I'll see if anyone's on AOL right now. Give me a minute. I gotta actually get the pull cord going on. It's gas powered.
That burner is doing well tonight.
Sorry, millennials, that's the sound of a modem. It was an old communication device.
You put your telephone in it.
Yeah, telephone. Exactly. It was on analog signals.
I used to have the one where you actually put the telephone receiver on.
Oh, modem. My God, you did?
Yeah. 300 baud. Wicked.
Wow.
Yeah, wild.
Wild, yeah. The cat's still there.
Yeah, he is. That cat doesn't care.
I don't care. Oh, God. This...
At least not my house. Somebody said it was in my house, I thought.
No, sorry. I saw it hopping to the screen while we were talking to you.
I know. And I was thinking, I don't have a cat.
look at how this cat is looking at me.
Yeah, that's right. He's sizing you up.
By the way, it's not a closure of the podcast with me bringing up the fact that Garrison, step up your game. Fogburner. Fogburner meeting, Fogburner podcast. What is going on? People want to know.
The internet You know what? I haven't had a chance to talk to the guys at Garrison the last couple of weeks there, so we'll
have
to.
You had a week off. Very disappointed.
Busy training, getting my cardio up.
I've got three Garrisons upstairs waiting. Do I have to stock up more? Is the question.
No. Continue to stock up. It's good. Very entertaining.
Oh my God! Right. Things I do for you, Halifax.
All right, let's close it off for another week. Right. I'd like to thank the panel again for another very entertaining hangout. Thank you for everybody who's been watching and commenting us tonight. You can catch a replay once we're done. The podcast will be up over the weekend. Downcast, iTunes, Stitcher. You can download it there. We'll be back on Friday, next Friday again. And with that. Krista, what we got?
Good meeting!
Good meeting!
Alien!